Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. All of you in Blog Talk Radio, welcome, welcome, welcome. At the end of the program, I'll upload the whole live audio like I've been doing the last couple nights. And you'll be able to be connected right in there where we're at. And we welcome you wherever you are around the world. We want you to know that we got our faith with you. We speak over the 1040 window every day. We speak over the body of Christ every day. And we are glad to have you with us tonight from wherever you might be streaming from on the Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, 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 welcome. Now, Brother Roger, you didn't say anything. If you got something to say, you're welcome to.
It's micing on.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay. YouTube had your name mentioned. Somebody did a criminal background check. Had your name, address, your email on there.
On me? Are you saying that about me, Roger?
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Samuel J. Cottle.
It pays to live a clean life because I don't have no criminal record that I'm worried about.
It said here, Samuel's address. It's in public records, phone number, background check.
This is on YouTube?
Yes, sir.
Huh. I don't even know where to find that.
It's on YouTube. It says, as add results from web. We found Samuel new cells.
Oh, yeah. That's just that spam, that bunch of spammers, yeah.
Well, I didn't open it up.
Yeah, don't. Don't, because then we'll all get a message, Roger. I think you would like to be your friend on Facebook. No, but thank you for saying that. But, you know, that's the point that of tonight's teaching. That's pretty good that you did that. That's the point of tonight's teaching. Live in a way that it doesn't matter what anybody finds, you're going to be all right. You got to live in that way. You got to live in the power. Walk in the power and control the chaos. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Roger.
You're okay.
Huh?
I'm okay. You're okay. We all okay.
I hate the fact that these people spam like that. I'm telling you right now, anytime you see a message like that, don't open it because that's always going to be filled with spam. And, you know, if you didn't pay for one of those services to search my name, because you would have to pay for it. If you hadn't paid for it and you're getting that, it's just spam, and they're trying to make a mess. Go ahead, Mary, Pastor Rick, was you wanting to say something?
I typed it because my television is too loud.
All right, we got it. I never learned to shoot a gun because I figured. Some stuff. You can see it in the comments if you'd like to read it. That's good. Thank you, Mary. God bless you. Good to have you with us. Bless you and Don. Rebecca, was you going to talk about tonight's video a little bit or no?
I'm trying to get over here where I can find my mic so I can turn it on.
Well, we can't hear you yet, just me.
Oh. I've got all kinds of things going on all afternoon. My goodness.
Thank you, Jesus. Have you had a good birthday?
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody turn your mic on and let's sing to Sister Rebecca. You ready? All of us at the same time. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rebecca. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Now, I'm sure that you've heard a more in-tune, harmonious edition of Happy Birthday than that one. But it's cool because we can all say it's the lag. I was singing perfectly. Sister Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. Welcome, Phyllis. Good to have you with us. Oh, you missed it. We were having a big time, and we're going to have more big time. May God's richest blessings now rest upon you, Sister Rebecca. That is from Phyllis Raymond.
Thank you.
And we found out this afternoon that Rebecca is 35. Now, we're not quite sure how she has a daughter that's 45, but it's all right. Don't worry. Don't question it in the day when you can become a dog, a monkey, ape, or cat, or whatever. She's just going to be 35, so.
The delivery man, one of the deliveries of my flowers, because we had a few deliveries today with different flowers. One of them, he guessed my age. He said, I can guess your age. And he did, right on the nose.
Really?
And I said, how did you do that? I don't know how he did it, but he knew. Well,
you got to work.
A lot of flowers.
Yeah, you get a lot of flowers, did you?
Yep.
Did anybody make a cake for Rebecca?
Dean brought me cake from the store.
Oh, that's no good. Got to have home baked cake.
Yeah.
It's got frosting on it.
but wait, it'll be all right as long as it's strawberry shortcake with vanilla ice cream and whipped cream and strawberries. Yes, we can handle that. Or angel food cake.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
accept that from the store, too.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Well, thank you guys for being a part. I am, if you didn't get to see the first part of this, I'm going to put the link to the video up for you so you can watch the whole video yourself. And you'll see a couple times where the video looks like it's been edited. That's because it's not the live video like I thought it was. But I encourage you to see it, to watch this video of Flashpoint. And then to realize how many of the prayers we prayed was exactly what we saw that man talking tonight, or all those men talking tonight by the Holy Spirit. And you and I can see we are right in the center of what God is doing here on this earth. And what a powerful thing. Now, I want us to go. I'm going to go back over here to that video. So everybody just hold on a second. Let's go back to the video.
Did they just miss people that did that program or are they pastors?
If you ask me if they were all pastors, they are. Where did the video go? Did I do? Delete it? The Gene, the guy that runs the program. What is going on? He has been a pastor, and he came to work for Brother Copeland to be in charge of the Revival Network. It doesn't matter. We're just going to do what we're doing. And it doesn't matter what anybody says or does. Okay, somewhere here there's a video. And it's not over the rainbow.
Oh,
All right. We're going to pause this just a second. Let me get us all back over there now. There you go. Now, Brother Mario is going to preach for a minute, and I want us to just listen to a little bit of what he's talking tonight. So kick back, kick your shoes off, get your notepad out, and take a couple notes here. Let's listen to Mario preach this message.
I'm going to jump right into it. I've already begun. Every eye straight ahead. Please listen to me. The gentleman you see on the keyboards is Ralph Kearns. I don't normally have people play while I preach. But he is a different story because he's absolutely the best. Matter of fact, when he's not in the most powerful church in California, Destiny Christian Center in Rockland, playing for them, he is one of the people that he plays for Superstar. One of them, this is Usher's keyboard artist right here. But let me tell you, many of you heard Rachel tonight, who sang How Great Thou Art. They're leading worship tomorrow night. It is a powerful, powerful. Let me get to this. I have witnessed to Hell's Angels. I have preached to devil worshipers. I spoke at a meeting of the National Organization of Women.
Oh, my goodness.
I did the global cosmic convergence with the New Age movement in Sedona, Arizona. I did a junior high school camp. That was the worst. But I never, ever did anything harder than what I'm about to tell you about. I knew a man who was famous. I knew a man who was good. He had done good works. Everybody said he knew God. The man preached. But the Lord said, I wonder if you love him enough to tell him the truth. And I'm going to look at you right now and tell you that I love you enough to tell you the truth. And I looked at him and I asked him a question. And before you hear the question, I want you to imagine the shock and absolute unpreparedness of this man. Talk about being blindsided. And it took all the strength I've ever had. I looked him right in the eye and I said, how do you know you are not going to hell? He said, what? I said, well, God just told me to ask you, how do you know you are not going to hell? What are you basing? He said, well, and this betrayed him. He said, I don't really believe in hell. And that's why God had me to ask him the question. The one fact that everyone needs to know to me is that Satan is a liar.
Amen.
One time, I was very ill and decided to go on a trip. And my wife actually feared for my life. And after I left on the trip, she said the devil told her that I was going to die on that trip. I said, well, then I've never been more sure that I was going to live.
Amen. He's the father of lies.
Now, the Bible says that he is a deceiver, father of lies. But you realize he's practiced lying now? He's gotten better at it. And sometimes he's accused of being legalistic because he'll say, there are a lot of people in church are going to hell. Well, it's true. And a lot of people that we know that we think are decent are going to hell. And it's true. And there's nothing more horrible than I can imagine than for a person to live all their life being decent and not know that they were on their way there. But here's the point. When I say that, you have to understand the truth is that I'm legalistic. It's that Satan has counterfeited everything.
Come on.
He has counterfeited love. He's counterfeited life. He's counterfeited marriage. Why wouldn't he counterfeit Christianity? That would be his supreme achievement. Now, I want you to look at me, and I want you to never forget this. There is a rule of writing called the law of progression. If you're going to be a writer, listen to me. The law of progression is that if you make a list, that list should go from the least important thing to the most important thing, to the most, to the least intense thing to the most. It should be a graduation. Paul followed that rule when he began to list the sins of the last days. He said that men would be lovers of themselves, boastful, arrogant, proud, disobedient to parents. And then at the end of the list, seemingly to tell us that this is the most dangerous, was verse 5 of 2 Timothy 3, having a form of godliness,
wow,
but denying the power of it.
Wow.
Now, when I ask someone to think, and I got to finish here, Nicodemus was a great teacher. Apparently, he knew God because he had been given one of the highest ranking theological positions in the nation of Israel. But like all people who have a counterfeit faith, he had to keep it under the cover of night. He went to Christ at night. Now, if there's ever a man that Christ would show deference to, a man that he wouldn't confront, this would be the man. And he said something that I want all of you to understand. He said, we know, Jesus, that you have come from God. Notice this. We openly reject you in our halls of law, and we don't dare admit that we believe you're the Messiah, but secretly, under the cover of night, I want you to know that I know that God sent you because nobody can do the miracles you've done unless God is with you. After he said all of that, he just cut to the chase. You must be born again.
You must be born again.
He said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. And he said, how can these things be? Shall I re-enter my mother's womb and be born a second time? And notice how Jesus answered a question with a question with devastating power. He said, how can you, are you a teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? I know that you love Trump. I know that you love America, but it's not enough. I know that you believe in our cause, but that is not enough.
But that's not enough.
You have got to look in your soul and answer the question of the man of God. Why do you believe you are not going to hell? What are you basing that on? How can you tell me that? There's only one way I stopped ending my relationship with God with religion. I went beyond religion, beyond belief, beyond good works. I went to the foot of the cross, and I got a miracle. And that miracle transformed me as a person. And I have a before and an after, and I know it. It was in 2 Corinthians that Paul asked the Corinthians, examine yourselves to see if you are even in Christ. Now, I know that other kind of peripheral and splinter groups of the Christian faith will run wild with what I've said. Unless you're baptized in a certain name, you'll never be saved. Unless you're a member of this church, you'll never be saved. Are you trying to create a condition for me to go to heaven that's not in the Word of God? I'm trying to help you with something. I'm trying to help you with something. My motivation tonight is that your life is hurting. You're in pain. I know that you're overcome by the bad things going on in our nation. I know that it bothers you that sin is so rampant. I know that it bothers you that you have to send a child to a public school and wonder, against wonder, what they're going to be told. But as a man of God, I want to level you on something. It is not God's will for you to have depression, despair, anger, loneliness, and fear. And what makes it worse is if you've got a Christian label alongside of these things. And I'm not saying that you're not a good person. I'm saying that your walk with God is not doing you any good. You know, I remember a man wanted to be healed, and he went up to an evangelist, and he said to the evangelist, pray for me to be healed. The evangelist said to him, I speak it to you. You are now healed. Ignore your symptoms. And the man said, well, you don't understand. It was my symptoms that I came here to get rid of. If you're a Christian, you wouldn't be so angry. If you're a Christian, fear wouldn't grip you. If you were Christian, you wouldn't have the dark and telling moments of agony and pain. And what Satan wants to do is deprive you of the obvious. It's so obvious. You know, sometimes you can walk into a family and it's totally dysfunctional. The father and the son are afraid to say things to each other. The wife and the husband are afraid to say things to each other. There's an emotional charge on the family. In that moment, somebody from the outside will come in and see it clear as a bell and speak truth to that family. And the son will listen to them where he'll never listen to his father. Or the wife will listen where she would never listen to her husband. Or the husband will listen when he never listened to his son or his wife. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. I am that outsider. I'm walking to you and I'm saying right now, we live in a world where you cannot look at me and hope that you have an answer about hell. Not just the hell in eternity, but the hell of life today. Now, I once was hit by NBC News. They ran up as one of those deals where they hit you while on the run, and they handed me to put the mic under my mouth, and they said, why do you think it's better to be a Christian than a non-Christian? And I said, you don't have 2 hours. I said, let me answer your other question, which is, what is the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian? I said, Satan is never happy enough. You see, you up there, you can never imagine a five-year-old addicted to heroin. But an older child can easily imagine it. We can't imagine prostitution the way it is now in our nation and the destruction. But the people involved in it, close to it, they can imagine it. Now, that tells you something about Satan. Life is never hard enough, never dark enough, never painful enough. When the devil is the only one that interrupts bad news with more bad news, he'll never be enough. I understand the devil to the point where I look at his stupidity and I say, you're not even tactically wise in the way that you try to get people lost. Because you always run them into the ground. You destroy them. You hurt them. You wind them up and you drop them till there's nothing left. You see, if your life hurts, I want to get away from the theology for a moment, even though I believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God, and I believe that doctrine is important, and I believe in the Trinity. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the blood of Christ, in the resurrection, and in the second coming of Christ. But I'm going to lay that here for a moment and talk about something else. It's time for your faith in God to give you peace that you are going to heaven.
Amen. Amen.
It's time for your faith to prove to you that your life is in the hands of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That you are
Amen.
Not making money by your own wits. You're not raising your children by yourself, but you are being given by God the blessings of the Word of God. Now, I'm going to ask you to choose to know that you know that you know that you're born again. He said to Nicodemus, you, a teacher of Israel, you should know better. You say that you know I'm from God, and yet you won't follow me. You say that this book means something to you, but it doesn't dictate your choices. Now comes the power.
Now comes the power.
You need to get ready in a moment to say, Jesus, here's what I want. I want more than a doctrine. I want a living surrender to Jesus as my Lord. I want to know that you have received my life. You're controlling, dictating my choices. And I'm living by the power of the faith of Christ. Now, you can bow your heads right now. I'm going to look around, and I'm going to look for your hand in a moment. I'm going to tell you why you're going to raise your hand. This is a big auditorium. It's a big arena, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how far away you are from us, because I'm going to tell you something. God wants you. He wants you to have the power and hope. If we're going to take America back, we're going to discover something.
Sin.
After we vote the right people in, after we make all of the right moves, we need a moral awakening.
Amen.
A profound awakening of heart. What
Amen.
Is going on? The deliverance that Lance described from perverted demons, perverted spirit, begins by being born again, truly knowing Christ and being forgiven of all your sin. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to let me pray for you. Look, your prayers and my prayers together become something powerful, greater than the sum of its parts. Jesus said, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything on earth,
anything
it will
earth.
Be done.
It
Here's
is
what's
done.
Going to happen. You're going to put your hand in the air and say, Mario, I want you to pray for my life. My life hurts. I've got pain in my body and in my mind and in my soul. I've got times where I can't even handle one more day unless I get power to live. I need it, and I want you to pray for me that I will have peace. And here's what the Bible says. If you agree to be transformed by Christ, you'll take over the mission of raising your children, paying your bills, answering your emotions, guiding your life, dealing with the deepest and darkest challenges that you have.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to know if you will let me pray for you to know without a doubt that you're not only going to heaven, but that today the enemy no longer has power over your emotions or your mind, that you are a transformed person by Christ. Mario, I want the miracle you've described. I want it, and I want you to pray for me that I will receive it. Put your hand in the air if that's what you'll do. Everyone with your hand in the air, jump to your feet. Don't just stand up. Jump to your feet. Now, I want you to find the nearest aisle and
Amen.
Walk down here to the front.
Come
from
on,
over here. From over there, we're going to wait for you.
Come on, Jesus.
No matter how long it takes, we're
come
going to
on,
wait
Jesus.
For you to come. And every Christian pray that no one will turn back. And no one
come
will
on, Jesus.
Discouraged.
Look at this.
Everyone that comes to the front, just face me right here.
Come on, Jesus.
All over this auditorium.
Glory, hallelujah.
I need the workers to help us as much as possible. This is when you really need to clap, people of God. This
yeah.
is when you clap.
Yeah, this is when you clap. Look at this. Look at this.
Thank you. Thank you. Step forward. Fill in behind them.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
It is impossible to appreciate the number of people that are making their way to Christ right now. It is impossible. This is what I believe is the true legacy of Flashpoint. Not
right
only
here.
To expose evil, but
right
to
here.
Turn people to the living God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
I think we better clap one more time. This is just too amazing.
Glory be to God.
Keep coming and fill the main floor.
Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory. We don't give a man any glory, just Christ.
To God. Glory.
There's only one way for you to fully appreciate the magnitude of what God has done. If you're in the stairways, we're totally full. Stay right where you are. You're going to get your miracle right where you're standing. Those of you that can still find room, please join us. But right here and right here, we're maxed out. The only way that you as an audience are going to understand the magnitude of the
Thank
harvest
you, Jesus.
Is when you're all seated. So I want everyone that is here, be seated. And those of you that have walked forward, stand right where you are. And apparently, most of you have already seated. Look at this. This is a trophy of God, not of the man. Give Christ the glory.
Come on, man. Come on.
Please be patient in the face of a miracle. How many of you understand that this is the best thing that a Christian can ever see with his eyes?
Right there. Right there.
This is the best. So now.
Glory be to God.
Put your hand over your heart, all of you standing here.
Glory be to God.
I know that many of you are in law enforcement, in the military, in or maybe politicians, educators. You may be involved in service of some kind or another. And you have to swear your loyalty. But your loyalty to Christ must be preeminent. It must transcend all of those loyalties. So here's how the Bible said to do this. It said that with your mouth, confession is made to salvation.
Amen.
And it said before that, if you believe that Christ rose from the dead, and you confess with your mouth your sins, Romans 10, 9 and 10, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Here's what you want. I want a miracle. Say it out loud.
I want a miracle.
The most important thing, people's lives are being touched. God is being touched. And that's how you change the nation.
Yes.
Amen. For those of you that have been around for years, as we have, this must be different than a Toronto thing or a Brownsville thing. This is a different kind of move of God. It was in this city here, Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin. It's significant that we're here, Kenneth Copeland, hearing that tonight. When he talked about going to ORU at 1967, I remembered something, a gift that I want all of you to get. I put down a prophecy, and the Lord wouldn't let me put it in my book. He said, you'll be able to bring it out at the right time. It was from Kenneth Hagin, 1967. And he said that there'll be a day, hard as it is to believe it, in America, there's going to be the rising specter of Marxism will come back up. And that's what we're dealing with. The whole woke thing is cultural Marxism. The specter of communism is going to come back, and it will be hard to believe. It'll be hovering over America. But when that happens, he saw a vision of tongues of fire coming down.
Come on.
At first he thought he saw people's heads on fire, and he said, oh,
command you to work right now.
No, oh no, he's wondering, is this a nuclear thing? The Lord said, look closely. It was tongues of fire coming upon a multitude, and they went out.
Okay.
With tongues of fire. And the Lord said, before that era can take place, this is what I'm going to do. And it's going to be a firewall God is raising up. I put that prophecy today. I felt like I should put it down. And I didn't use it. And I thought, well, maybe I won't use it. But it was for now, when we're off the air. It's for you guys right now. LanceWallnow.com/Hagen. LanceWallnow.com/Hagen. I had my staff this afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock. I said, I just think we need to have it. It's the prophecy that Kenneth Hagen gave from here in 1967, prophesying about a move of God coming to America that would arrest the power of Marxism. Thank you for coming. We'll see you tomorrow. Listen, before we go, I want to hear one last flashpoint army yell. Let God hear you, how happy you are to be in this house tonight.
I had to run and get my communion juice. God bless my beautiful wife. Well, guys, what a night, huh? What a night. What a night. Now, you may not be as moved by that video we just saw as what I am. But I have stood in faith for as long since 2007 to see that very thing happen. A political rally where Jesus is lifted up and that many people are born again. I don't even think the church, the body of Christ, is ready to harvest this harvest that's coming. But I guarantee you, just like we've done in every other situation, we're going to swing for the fence every single day and to make it happen. We're going to do our best to make it happen. What an amazing testimony of men of integrity standing in faith and standing in integrity. I don't know if you know it, but those four men have been mocked by Christianity for the stand that they took after the election and that was stolen from President Trump. They took a severe shellacking by the Christian church. Hang on just a second. They took a severe shellacking for their stand. And yet, look at God, honor them for being willing to stand so boldly and to say it so specifically. That's why you and I, have got to be bolder and stronger, more focused, more passionate than we have ever been with our prayer program. Like Brother Dan said this morning, or whenever you said it, this ain't a time to back off. This is a time to turn it up. This is a time to turn it up. And thank God for it. Now, interesting that the scripture that Mario used is the scripture that I was going to use tonight. Isn't that something? I'm just sitting there now. Anybody else got a statement you want to make on it? Because you're welcome to. I'm ready for the word. Oh my goodness! Somebody say something. so I can run and get my Bible wherever I left it.
Well, I know for a fact, by my own personal experience, Pastor, that all these gentlemen are all holy, filled, and anointed.
Amen.
It's marvelous how the Holy Spirit works.
Yes.
Not just through you, but all of them, say, preaching the same thing that you just preached the other night or whatever. Whenever you preach something, they preach almost word for word. It blew my mind. I'm saying, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We have an awesome God. Awesome.
Hallelujah. Unless one of you want to prophesy or talk for about 5 minutes, I remember where I left my Bible. So, I'll just wing it. Unless one of you really got something else to say. I want to talk, I want to say something to what Sunday just said. You and I are determined. We are determined to hear the voice of Almighty God. And to some of you, you might be like, well, Pastor, I don't know whether I'm as determined as you are. Well, if you'd have done as much much ministry as I've done, if you've been in many places I have, then you would have the same level of fervency and determination. But here's the reality. Everybody that's here, you have the same level of intensity that I had when I was where you are. The only difference between where I'm at today and where you are is I got some years of seasoning in there that I have already spoken over and over and over and over and over and over again. I literally spoke over the state of Michigan in every church service for 10 years. 14 years in the state of Michigan, every single service. Same confession, the same declaration, improved as God led us into more places of influence and places. And I actually had people leave me because they didn't want to make the confession any longer. They said, you already said it once. What? Why do you got to keep saying it? And I'm like, well, I can still see the devil. And until he ain't going to be there, until he has disappeared off of the face of this earth, and he's not opposing you, the believers, and me, us, the body of Christ, I'm going to keep speaking it. I believed it the first time I said it. I believed it the next time I said it. And every time he raises his head again, I've already got another intense attack against him. And that's why you and I are saying what we're saying every single day. Because it is filled with the word of God. It is our offensive against evil and against wickedness in this day and in this land. And I am overcome with gratitude that the Father helped me to be faithful, helped you to be faithful. Here we are 2 years and a month later, and look what God's doing. Look at what he helped us be a part of. None of us know, but our faith caused that to happen. Helped to cause that to happen. Do you know what that means? That means every one of those souls are credited to your account tonight. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being so faithful. Thank you.
May the Spirit of God increase to all shepherds 100-fold, and that their preaching increases 100-fold.
Amen, Roger.
Amen.
Amen.
Except in your case, Pastor, that's 200 fold.
I'm glad he corrected that.
You know, may God help us just be faithful. May God help us be faithful. Now I'm going to go to one of those. I don't know where. I don't know how many he's going to have, but I'm going to one. Because I stand in that building. And I'm going to say, this is what my prayers, what my faith helped to produce right here. This is what it is. Now, I got up to go get my Bible so I could read a verse of scripture. So, you're going to have to give me a little more time tonight because I don't have my Bible that is all marked up. And my eSword pages don't quite turn like my Thompson chain pages do. And I left it way out in the truck, so it'd take me a couple minutes of of no space to go get it. So let's see if we can just make this happen. The Holy Spirit will help us. Go with me to Romans chapter 1, and let's read verses 1 through 17. Romans 1, 1 through 17. Well, Sister Leanne made a post, but it was such a bad post, they've already deleted it. And just for the record, it was Happy Birthday, Rebecca. So if you didn't see it, Rebecca, she said happy birthday to you.
I've seen it, sir.
All right, that's good. Praise God.
Yeah. It was on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it there.
Yeah, well, it's deleted now.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, they didn't like me going ahead and saying happy birthday, Pastor, and may you have many more. May God bless you with many more, I should say.
And may the person that's deleting all of our posts come to their senses and say, I have done wrong.
Yeah. That God opens up their eyes and their heart.
Amen. Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit, and they come to their senses, spiritual senses, and come to know the Lord.
And the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you on that one, too.
Romans chapter 1. Hey, you know what? That's what we could do. Verses 1 through 15. I could have one of you read that, and I could go get my Bible while you're reading it. Anybody got their Bible close?
I don't have mine close. I'm watching soap, so it's been one of those days.
Yeah.
Busy.
Sorry, somebody's got a Bible close. Roger, you got a Bible close?
What about Dan?
Yeah, Brother Dan?
Dan's getting back to the table. Dan's got a lot going on tonight. That's okay.
Oh,
that's okay.
That's all right. That's fine. Where are we at? Where am I reading?
Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 15, and I'm going to run out to my truck and get my Bible.
Okay. All right, I'll still be reading when you get back.
All right, take your time. I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, that's no problem. No problem at all. Get the lightning right. You guys fall asleep. Oh, let's see. Okay. Everybody ready?
Go for it.
Romans chapter 1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. which he promised before through his prophet in the Holy Scripture concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship and obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer, making request if by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now, I do not want you to be unaware that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. 1 through 15. I hope that makes sense.
It's all right. You can do two more if you want.
Two more verses?
Yeah, 16 to 17.
Okay. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Thank you, Brother Dan. God bless you, and God bless whatever you got happening at your house tonight, too, in Jesus' mighty name. I want us to go back to verse number 8, unless you want to speak about it, Dan. That's up to you. Raise your hand, I'll let you. Verse number 8, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. You ready for this? That your faith, you, community of faith, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Do you realize that? 36 nations of this world is speaking about your faith and mine. Whether you've ever felt like you've been a part of something powerful or not, you are right now, because in 36 nations of the world, this signal is going into that nation, and somebody is listening, because it's staying at 36. My. Wow.
The countries increased over 36 nations.
Amen, Roger. I want to see it in every nation of the world. Help us, Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 11. For I long to see you, that I might impart to you a spiritual gift, so that you will be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's that mutual faith. Your faith, my faith, our faiths working together, that's causing this thing to come to pass in the most powerful way. If you're not amazed at what God's doing with us, get amazed, because I am amazed. And I like this that Paul said, verse 13. I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I have often planned to come to you. I said that to Kathy Angaroni. I said it to Felicia Eicher. I've said it to Sister Phyllis Raymond, Phyllis K. Raymond. I've said it to all of you. My desire is to come and be where you are, just like we were able to be with Sister Francetta and bless her and spend some time there like that. That's my desire. That is truly my desire. And Paul put it in a verse of scripture, so now I can claim it. But I've been hindered. I've been hindered. That I might have some fruit among you also, just as the other Gentiles. And what you and I have learned, this thing works, whether I'm standing in your house, or we're standing together in a public location, or we're sitting right here in the convenience of our home, and we are doing the work that God gives us to do right here doing this thing. Today at noon, all morning long, is from when I woke up, I was up most of the night praying and talking with God and fighting the devil. When I woke up, all morning long, I kept hearing that I needed to go to Hardee's. I didn't even want to go there. I don't want to go there. I want to stay right here in my own studio. But the Holy Spirit just said, no, I got to have you there. And I said, well, if I'm going, I got to know why. And he said, I will know why. Well, I left there this morning. This afternoon when it was all done, and I don't know why I was there. I just know this. The Holy Spirit said to go be there, and I impacted somebody's life there today because I was there. I don't know what else to say. I'm working so diligently, and I pray you are also. I'm working so diligently to live in those verses in John chapter 5, verse 19 that declares, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is a very, 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 very interesting set of verses. And that's a very interesting set of situations and circumstances that you and I got to accomplish. Because he's not always going to tell you to go do something that makes sense. And when that happens, you got to just listen and say, well, all right, here we go. Doesn't make sense to my mind, but it sure makes faith when I just obey you. And so then let's go down here. Well, let's go to verse number 14. I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, I to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to those in Rome. And you know what? We've got highly educated biblical people that follow our program. And then we also have the very simple people that follow the program. None of you can see me looking at you, so you can't be offended that I was talking about you. But that's what happens when you're in a church building. People are like, I know, Pastor, you looked right at me. I had somebody say that. I'm like, I did not look right at you. And if I did, I had to look somewhere, but it most certainly wasn't at you. Verse 16, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of it. Why? It is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You and I should forever, forever live in those verses and see them come to pass with great strength in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let me just pop this up on the screen here. Thank you, Father, for this awesome program. God, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you bless Zoom, and may they always function effectively in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless this company, Lord. Bless them abundantly because of what they give us the ability to do. Now, I want you to look at the verses on the top of the page. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Now, I'm going to italicize that, and I'm going to bold that. And give me just a second here. I want that verse to stand out. There you go. I want us to see this because this is exactly what I was getting ready to say to you and I tonight in our study about, can I lose my salvation? And you and I, you know, we would never want to be able to say yeah to that, but the bottom line, is you and I have got to look at this and say, Lord, help us to be in the right place. So if you'd like to, I'd like you to just read these last verses right out loud with me. You don't have to be live on the program necessarily, but in your own house, now that you can see them on your phone, read them right out loud. Is that big enough? I didn't think about that. Let me make it a little bit bigger. It is big enough? Okay. Cool thing about this program is, look at there, I can just make it as big as we want to make it. But I know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, Now, I'm not changing the scripture, but I'm going to say it, gullible women and foolish men, because men are loaded down with sin as much as the women are. Amen? Verse 7.
Amen.
Always learning.
Learning.
And never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Man, that's a scary thought, isn't it? Scary thought. And then the last verse, verse number 9, look at what it says. But they will progress no farther, for their folly will be made manifest to all, as Jannes and Jambres was when they resisted Moses. Somehow, I got the wrong color on my font there, but for those of you that have an Apple computer, you get to change the color. Why is that not going red? I just want red. There it is. Now, look at verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. From such people, turn away. Because they're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And then he says, they will progress no farther, for their folly will be made manifest to all, as theirs also was. Now, let's go back here. Let's get back on our camera and come back here and speak a couple words about this. Angel Collier. Angel Collier. Bless you, ma'am. It's good to have you with us tonight. Now, that was 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. If somebody would like to put those verses in, we would definitely appreciate that. But here's tonight's word, so that I can keep the same title. Watch this. Can I lose my salvation is the series that we're in. So tonight's topic is in that walk in power and control the chaos. Walk in power and control the chaos that manifests around you. Now, none of us want chaos in our life. I don't know. Maybe some people do. I am not. Sister Leanne is not a drama mama, and I am not a drama daddy, or whatever you call it. I don't like freaked out in any way. Everybody be at peace in my life. But I want you to see what the Apostle Paul was saying in those verses, because it goes right along with our series for this week. Can I lose my salvation? Well, nobody can pluck you out of Jesus' hands. Nobody can. Those are the words right out of Jesus' mouth in John chapter 8. He said, nobody can pluck you out of the Father's hands. But in Matthew chapter 13, he said, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things choke out the word that you've already been taught. Jesus said, that was Matthew. Let me grab those verses. Let's just get it in there. Matthew chapter 13. And that was verses 18 through 23. Matthew 13, 18 through 23. And then we're going to go to Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 26. Now, Mark chapter 4, 21 through 26. Jesus said to you and me, Mark, let's go to Mark. Not Luke, Mark 4. Mark 4, 21. Is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. Jesus is saying, it's not hidden from you, it's hidden for you. Now watch this. 23, if anyone has ears to hear, that's not these appendages on the side of your head. That means the inner part of your heart wanting to know the truth. Watch. 24 says, take heed what you hear. Be careful about what you're listening to. With the same measure you use to hear, it will be measured to you again. And to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Now, what's that have to do with Brother Lance's message or what we got going this week with Can I Lose My Salvation? Timothy says that you and I should turn away from those who have a form of godliness, but deny the power of that godliness that sets you free. Why? Because they're going to be bound in religious indoctrination, the leaven of the spirit of religion. And if you hang out with them, you're going to believe just like them. You'll say the same unbiblical use of the word of God as they're saying. Somebody's like, Pastor, how in the world can we unbiblically use the word of God? Well, it's the whole doctrine of God's going to beat you down just so you can stand up and prove how strong you are. Now, I don't know if you realize that there's people that believe that doctrine, and they will fight you to the very death that that's what God means. It's a horrible doctrine in the world today that says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's a verse of scripture, guys. That's a verse of scripture. That's in book Job. But Job was before Abraham. Job didn't have a Bible. Job looked around and saw rich, you know, powerful men dying and simple men dying and said, well, one thing about it, they both die. But when you get into the word of God and you balance that verse in Job with the verse of Jesus, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Those who say, God's going to bless you with it, but it's his idea. It's his choice if he wants to take it away. They're not living in the power of God. You're not ever going to go any for anything big or do anything big in God if you think he's going to just yank the carpet out from underneath you anytime he wants to for whatever reason he wants to. He bound himself to this word. He bound himself to the balance, to the harmony of the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, he said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God. He does not change. And he didn't put life here so that he could snuff it out. That's a schizophrenic God. Who could ever serve that God? Because you never know when it's going to be you that he's going to decide to just take out the next time. Because whatever, it's going to bring him glory. It's not God. That's not the Bible. And see, that's why Paul said, those that are not, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the very power that sets them free. Turn away from them. You got to get set free from everything in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. You got to be set free from that. None of that should be in our life. Zero. That's what the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus does. Can I lose my salvation? Well, yeah. Yeah, you can. if you don't keep your heart on fire. Now, I'm in Mark chapter 4, and in 3 minutes, I'm going to be done. Everybody get that? Watch this. Jesus said, with the same measure that you use to hear, it's going to be measured back to you. So if you only hear the word of God every now and then, whenever it's convenient, if I remember when I wake up in the morning, if that's the only time you hear the word, then that's how much diligence God said by the Holy Spirit through Mark, that's what he's going to match in you. He rewards those who diligently seek him. But there's a flip side to Mark chapter 4. The same level of diligence that you give to distraction, to the cares of the world, to the deceitfulness of riches, the higher the level of focus you give to that, then God says, that's what I've got to let you do it because you're the one that's doing it. And he's got to honor your desires every day. He's not hidden it from you. He's hidden it for you. But see, that's what this means. If you're diligent to seek after him in the word, he'll bless you beyond measure. To him it has, you'll have an abundance. But if your diligence is to distraction and confusion and fear, he has to let you go. And of course, the enemy will bless you with abundance of distraction, confusion, and fear. All you and I got to do is say, I love the word of God. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm putting these words in front of these eyes all day long, every day, everywhere I go and everything I do. And therefore, none of your distractions have any power over me. Has anybody noticed how distracting the YouTube shorts, the Facebook shorts, and all of the TikTok shorts are? Extremely distracting to anybody. Extremely distracting. I joined TikTok with Brother Michael. And Michael, if you're on here, call me, dude. I got to figure out how to broadcast on there. But I ain't doing none of the rest of that stuff. That TikTok is one messed up place, man. And thank God that had somebody like Mike saying, don't go there and don't do this and don't do that and watch out for this. And when that happens, do this. Why? Because it's not only filled with distraction, it's filled with the perversion and the wickedness of this world and its system. And it will not stick to me. Remember this factor. If you baptize yourself in the world, then you will be filled with the world. Because God has to let you be diligent about whatever you want to be diligent about. He empowers you to be diligently seeking him. But if you choose to turn that diligence away and chase after other things, he has to let you do it because it's your life. That's why in Matthew chapter 13, he said, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, the desire for other things, chokes out the word. Can you lose your salvation? No. Nobody can snatch you from the Father's hand. I said 3 minutes, didn't I? It's been five. I'm done. Brother Mario convicted me tonight when he said that. He said, I am the man who will always stay in the time limit. It's not Matthew, John 8, it's John 10. Yeah. John 10, 29 and 30. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And here's the reality, guys. Nobody can snatch you out of Jesus' hand. But if we're not, if we don't control the chaos in our own life, we can find ourselves giving our diligence to something besides the Word of God. Here's the cool thing that you and I live by every single day. Every time you come here, I'm going to say the same thing to you. He rewards those who diligently seek him. And if you make the number one important force of your life to seek after your personal relationship of oneness with the Father, you're never going to go astray, because he will keep you on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need everything you have for us. What a testimony. What a testimony tonight to see that Colosseum full of people, and then to see them old enough to get up and walk up front and say, I need a miracle. I need salvation, and turn their life to you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Lord, help us, the community of faith, who've started out so diligently chasing after your presence and your power and the revelation of the Word of God. Help us to be so serious about it, Jesus, that we write books, send recordings, make DVDs, make audio recordings, and get this in every form we can get it, into every hand we can get it, into every life we can get it, so that we will be doing your work to the very end. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Stay with me. Nobody can snatch me out of my Father's hands.
Father's hands.
Nobody can do that.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can snatch me out of my Father's hands. Zero, zilch, nada. And that means I get to be right in the center. I love that verse in Psalm 23 that says, I'm going to lead you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. That's why he's doing it, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's receive the communion elements, the new covenant worship tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, and verse 31. Thank you for always being here and being a part of the truth. Angel Collier, it's so good to see you and your family here with us tonight. We've been praying for your mom, and we bless you, and we ask God's blessing on you and your family, you and Alan. And everything you guys put your hand to, may the blessing of God be there with you. Oh, bless you, Kathy. We miss you. You can only miss one or two programs, and then you have to be back and talk to us.
Sorry. I had a problem today. I had to get up very early to go to the doctor. So... and they had to dilate my eyes.
All right.
So I had to rest so I can go to work.
Amen. Father, we bless our sister with health from the top of her head to the bottom of her footsie-wootsies. In the mighty name of Jesus, life and life more abundantly. To you.
Amen.
And to your family. God bless you. May the sleep of our righteous sister be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, once the program was finished at noon, Donna Howie Schubeck called me and told me about her experience in the hospital and the recovery place there, rehabilitation place, and then how she got out. And it's quite a testimony. Probably going to have her come on and share it with us all one of these times. But I want you to know your prayers and mine have now made it so that our sister is home tonight in her own house, in her own bed, in her own place, and she's going to sleep like, I don't know if we should say like a baby, but she's going to sleep wonderful tonight in her own house just like she did last night. She was very appreciative of our prayers. What a wonderful, beautiful woman of God our sister Donna Howie Schubeck is. If you're with us, Donna, we love you. If you're not, we'll see you in the morning, and we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the cup, and when he blessed it, he gave thanks, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Wow. And said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse number 26. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself and let him eat of the bread and then drink of the cup. That's the bottom line qualifier. Examine yourself so that you can receive from God. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then he put the Holy Spirit on the inside to illuminate our hearts and minds and understanding to anything that would lead us astray and say, nope, ain't going there. Judge ourselves, and we will not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, God's perfect love has been manifest in you and I in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, Jesus, the head, so are we, the body, in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, those of you that are with us, this is the time when we judge ourselves. According to verse 28, let a man examine himself. Got to examine yourself. You don't have to worry about drinking damnation if you're examining yourself. If you're here on purpose tonight to receive from God, then you are here for the right reason, and God is going to bless your life in Jesus' mighty name. So we're going to pray a prayer. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I'm going to say it. You say it after me. The people online with us, they'll help us say it. And if you mean that from the bottom of your heart, like Mario said, you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, then you'll be saved. And it happened in 60 seconds. Your whole life will change. And you'll know that God has come to live within you. Pray this with me. Those of you online, you're welcome to pray with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day for me. Say it with me. Put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, filling my life right now. Do it again. I receive all of your righteousness, so I live above sin. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, so I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, that's the first time you prayed that prayer. On the inside, you might be saying, wow, something just happened on the inside of me, Pastor. Yeah, something did happen. You gave your life to Jesus and asked him to come in to you. Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you. Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, just came in and filled you. Jesus and all of his righteousness, the most pure righteousness the world could ever know, just filled your whole being. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 33 says that he made you. He's now made you into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. How awesome is that? And the Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family. You are now an heir of God, like a literal heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, like right now, tonight. How amazing is that? Not only did you get born again and God come in, all your sins are totally deleted, thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. But you just got adopted into the family. And you are now a joint heir with Jesus. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You might say, and most times people say, what do I have to do now? I don't even know how to be a Christian. Don't worry about being a Christian. Just walk with God every day. God didn't give you a list of rules and regulations. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. If you keep those two in the proper place in all your life, you're going to have a full-time job right there, those two commandments. And just wake up in the morning and say, Lord, let me walk with you today. He'll help you. Talk to the Father all day long, just like he's your father. Just like if your own dad was standing in front of you, just talk to him. Just talk to him. Maybe you never knew your dad, and you always wanted a dad that was just filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding and always there to help you. Well, talk to God that way, because he doesn't go to sleep even. Your human dad had to sleep, take a shower, do some things like that. But the Father never sleeps, and he's your Father in Jesus' mighty name. My email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's right there in the comments, in the notes of this program on Facebook, YouTube, and on Blog Talk Radio. And if Michael can help me, it'll even be on TikTok. We'll preach over there in that place, man. That's a powerful place to preach. in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's receive our communion elements together. We're going to pray over the elements and bless them, and then we'll receive the bread first and then the cup, and we will have, you will have experienced the most beautiful sacrament there is in the kingdom of God right here online in Jesus' name. Now, those of you that's online with us, I really like it when you pray. It makes it go a lot much smoother. So pray right out loud. Turn your mics on and pray out loud if you can. I know you may not be able to, but you're welcome to. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's hold our elements up. We'll bless them. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Roger. Hey, Roger. Must not have no audio. There we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying from my body, physically, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and right here, community of faith. You say it with me. Let's receive his broken body together. That you endured the cross, despised the shame. Thank you. You called it all joy. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. You pray. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Is placed in remission in my life.
Has been placed in remission in my life.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become new. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. She's all right. I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
My robes are made
and white. I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Or any other blemish when you come for
or
me.
Any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Let's receive the blood shed together. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Now, the Bible says when Jesus had the Last Supper with the disciples, when they were finished, they sang a hymn and went out. We're getting ready to go out. Well, you're probably going to stay at your house, but let's sing a hymn. Let's sing, What Can Wash Away My Sin? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome night we had tonight. Can I lose my salvation? No. 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 And we're going to walk in the power, control the chaos, and just live in a perfect relationship of oneness with our Father. Nobody can snatch you out of Jesus' hands. And remember this statement. God knows the difference and whether you've had the revelation of his righteousness inside your life, whether or not you're chasing sin, because that's sin, or sin's chasing you, and you just got to get down underneath the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that is a very specific process you and I will do for the rest of our lives, because we live in a day where there is many cares of this world around us, and we got to just keep putting them underneath the word of God, the power of God, the name of Jesus, and walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name. Sister Phyllis, you're not on Zoom, so I can't have you read it, but I sure want to have you read it. But let's just read our verses. Somebody else want to read them? I read a lot of verses. Read 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. We read these on purpose. Same ones every night. You know why? Because I'm going to get them down inside of everybody that's around me. You, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you and me faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and dominion, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And amen. And amen. Those of you on Facebook, make sure you click like or love so we can see your name so we can pray for you. And then remember this. No matter where you go, thank you, Phyllis. It's so good to have you with us. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter what's happening in your life, you can count on the fact that Sister Leanne and I are speaking words of faith over you and your family. Please speak those same words of faith over us. We are determined that there will be no debt left in our life so that we are free to run and go and preach and do everything God wants us to do. And we know this, your faith and my faith working together, we get this mission accomplished. I'm speaking every day that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it will wipe out every debt in your life and you'll be free. You will be the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. There's a reason the Holy Spirit put those verses in the Bible. We're continually finding it out. In Jesus' mighty name. All right? That's it. Till we see you again tomorrow at noon. We're going to be praying for America. Don't stop speaking over this abortion thing. Roe versus Wade is overturned now in the name of Jesus. And every one of these fools that are trying to incite riots all over our nation and destroy it, we say, that stone that you're rolling on us, that pit you dug for others to fall into, you fall into yourself and you are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' mighty name, you got to turn from your foolish ways because we can't stop God's judgment on you for your wickedness against this great covenant. It's coming. We can't stop it. We can ask you to change, and we do. In Jesus' mighty name. I'll put this link in the family thread so you can, if you want to go back and see it in its entirety with Brother Gene, it's a powerful program. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, we love you, and God loves, and Jesus is Lord. All right, Mary, it's just you and me. God bless you, ma'am.